And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mittful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat, and no tofu. With me and Chop, it never gets dull. A grill's so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grillin' Guys, I tell no lies. And do some great things to chicken thighs. When we're at the grill, smoking up a rack, a little taste is just like crack. We're backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody grills a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grillin' Guys rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. So check us out, and have no doubt, the Grillin' Guys will make the crowd shout. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up the grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows, you gotta listen to the Grillin' Guys Show. That's it.
Welcome back. It is the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. It's the weekend before Turkey Day, and we've covered a little bit of venison roast, and then we just hit some pork chops, and sooner or later we got to get to turkey. But before we do that, salmon is where I'm at. And I made a recipe, or excuse me, I made a dinner. My bride, Lisa, is on a health kick right now. We've all done it. And she's got to eat healthy. So I said, what can I do to put something in front of her that tastes good and it's appetizing?
You used to bust my chops when I would do that.
Right. I understand.
Now you're married to one.
Well, I got it. Yeah, right? Yeah, life changes, man.
How about that?
Right. But anyway, I bought these things. They're cedar papers. It's like a cedar plank.
Oh, I remember those.
Only they're papers.
Yeah.
Right? And they're like six
we
inches by 6 inches.
We used them at an event once.
Yeah,
you
right,
brought them.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Where'd you find them?
Online. Oh. Somewhere. But anyway, they're like as thin as a piece of paper.
Yeah.
It's cedar.
Shaved.
Right. It's shaved. So
really
what you do
cool.
is you take like 4 ounces of salmon, just a little cross cut of the filet, okay? And then I put seasoned salt, not much. I put garlic powder, and I put horseradish on the top of there. And then I took 2 pats of butter and put on top of that, and then I put a lemon disc, a slice of lemon on top of the butter. And then these papers, they're pictured
square.
So
you're going to soak them before you do that.
Well, yeah. The papers are soaked. I'm sorry. I didn't say that. Yeah. Because you don't want them to catch on fire.
Right.
They need to be wet, but
and
only like 10 minutes.
And you don't want them to crack either.
Right. So you take this piece of paper and you set the salmon in the middle, you put all that stuff on it, and you fold one over the other, and you take a piece of butcher's twine, tie around it with a bow, and it looks like a little present.
How pretty.
Yeah, and you put it on, I put it on direct heat on a medium to high grill, 5 minutes, the salmon is kind of poached in there because it's wet, and the butter's melted, and the lemon and the horseradish and the seasonings, amazing. Oh, I put dill. I had some dill on it, too.
You're a wizard, Joppy.
Oh, man, but it's really good. And you can find these cedar papers. They're on any place
online.
You're
just like the kitchen magician.
Man,
you know that?
They're good, though.
The stuff you find
super
online.
Super easy.
I'm not even lying.
Super easy. So
I ain't even lying.
Is it time to get to the bird?
I don't know. It'd be pretty hard to top that salmon wrap.
Yep.
And honestly, if I'm going to eat salmon, I want cedar with it.
Yep.
Because it kills the funk.
Yeah.
And I'm not a funk person.
No, I get
it. I save that funk for the dance floor. So smoking your turkey. Big Gretch says you can't have Thanksgiving, but should you decide to do so?
If you have a funeral, though, you can have how many?
Yeah, so you can have 6 people for Thanksgiving or 30 for a funeral. So I'm having a funeral for my pet turkey.
You're
all invited.
Yeah.
smaller groups maybe, smaller turkey.
Right.
Nah, not for me. I'm going to go with a big turkey.
Right.
And we had a few people that had to cancel out just because they live so far away. But we're still going to have a good-sized crowd. So we'll do a 16, 17-pound fresh one. You hear that, Tim? Put one on order for me. I'm going to probably smoke it on my Cajun.
Okay. That's a charcoal grill.
Yep. And my wife honestly loves smoked turkey now. Although I got a feeling at the before it's all over with, she's going to want to roast it in the oven. But let's say you do smoke it. I'm going to brine it if it's fresh.
Right.
If it's one of those that says Butterball with plastic on it, you never brine those.
Because they've already been brined. Right?
Yep.
Yeah.
So if you want to soak it in water for a day, feel free.
Right.
But so once you get it out of there, you're going to have nice big fresh bird, pat it dry, and put some of your favorite EVO on the outside, whatever flavor you like. The blood orange might be nice. I'm going to probably leave the spice up to my wife because she's going to want to make a gravy if she does it in the oven. Smoker or gravy, smoker or oven, you're going to use very similar spices.
Right.
But she likes to, she puts like cloves in the skin. She cuts little slots on them, I think, and puts cloves or something like that. Rosemary.
Right.
Rosemary's baby, something like that, puts in the skin. And then I'm going to use like a Himalayan salt. I really love that stuff.
Right. That's pink salt?
Yeah. Yep. I got a grinder with it, and it just comes out like a rainstorm.
Well, you put a little oil on there, and you salt that skin. It's going to help it crisp up.
It sticks so beautiful.
Right. Yep.
Yeah.
It's going to help it crisp up, and you're generally not eating the skin anyway, but it's beautiful to look
Some
at.
Some people do.
Right.
Yeah. And,
right.
and we're going to bring that thing to about 162, and then cover it in foil and set it on the counter and let it rest a half hour. It'll come up to over 165. But you want to put that thermopen in the joints, the hip joints,
right?
Because that's going to be the deepest, coldest spot on the turkey.
Right.
Don't poke the breast to find your temperature.
Right.
Leave the breasts alone.
Right. Now, I got a question for you. Stuffing in the bird or on the side?
Oh, I love it in.
Right. So that'll impact your cooking time.
Yep.
Because if it's a hollow cavity, that it's going to cook quicker than if you've got that cavity full of stuffing. I, too, prefer the stuffing in the bird,
yep.
but we make both because some people don't.
Well, my wife will take the stuffing out of the bird. She'll throw it in muffin tins and bake it.
Ooh.
And they get a little crispy. It's phenomenal.
Wow.
Phenomenal.
That sounds great.
Yeah, they are.
Right. So like little stuffing
like
muffins.
Like a throat roll.
Right. It's a stuffing muffin.
If you go,
if you go down to
Gulf Shores, Alabama, you know what a throat roll is.
Yeah. Okay. So what do you like for sides? Do you got any that are your favorite?
I leave that up to the missus, but I love fresh cranberries.
Do you really?
She does a cranberry sauce and there's something about it. When I was a kid, I didn't like it.
Is it bitter or is it
got a little sweeter? No, they're sweet.
Are they?
They're beautiful.
Yeah.
I drink a lot of cranberry juice. But with that grilled potato salad I was talking about before, if for the full belly deli with the bone-in pork chops and grilled potato salad, I wanted you to do a mushroom real quick.
Sure. I like to grill whole portobellos.
That's right.
The big cap.
Yep.
They're anywhere from a baseball to, I don't know, a beach ball. No, they're not that big, but you know what I mean.
They get big.
They any size you want. I take the
Again,
if you've seen
I'm
these
hungry.
In a store, if you see them in a store, they it's the cap. You flip it over. It's got all the little fins in it.
Yep.
Looks like gills of fish. I take those out. Okay,
because you do?
I do. I scrape them out
Why?
A little bit just because I don't like the mouthfeel of them. I never get them grilled enough that little slipperiness goes away.
Oh,
so I take those
That's
out.
That's the texture thing,
right? Yep, and I put a little oil on them. And then put the cap side down, put the gill side down first, and then grill that, get it hot. And this has got whatever seasonings you like on it. And then I flip it over and finish it with the cap side down and the gill side up. And a lot of times I'll put a stuffing in there
right.
of whatever it is you might like. You know, you got some crab meat in there with a little butter and breadcrumbs.
Yeah, or some breadcrumbs really with a little Parmesan.
Yeah,
or something.
Really,
yeah.
really good. But
nice.
That's a great little...
I'm so
and those
hungry.
Are quick and easy. Those are quick and easy on your grill.
Cool.
So coming up next, last thing for the turkey day. Don't let your meatloaf. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hey, this is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them the Grilling Guys sent you.
Hey, it's Barbecue Bob. My wife and I recently built a new addition to our home and remade the kitchen. We went to Garrett's and picked out all of our products so that everything would fit in his space well. The selection was from best price to best quality, and the service was great. The delivery team was courteous and careful. Go to Garrett's Appliance, and while you're there, check out the huge selection of top brands of grills and smokers from North America. Garrett's Appliance, where families serve families. GarrettsAppliance.com.